2. The worn pavement hums beneath the ASV's tires, the odd chink in the road throwing a shudder through Zoe as she watches Eli's chest move up and down. The fatigue that blankets her is nothing short of undeniable. She feels like she's drowning, and the rope to haul her free is sleep's embrace. But she can't take it. She's terrified that if she closes her eyes, she'll wake to the sound of grieving, to the sound of hearts breaking, and once again, it will be her fault. So she won't go to sleep. They had climbed the side of the hill to a plateau 200 feet above River Bend and huddled together for warmth through the long morning hours. The moon made a brief, somber appearance, scuttling behind a bank of clouds near dawn that dropped a dusting of snow on them. It was after the sun had fully risen that she and Tia crept to the edge of the hill and looked down at what was left of the installation. In the morning light, the destruction was even more stunning. The rear and southern wall remained only partially intact. The rest was a landslide of fractured concrete, twisted steel, and sprawling fragments of what was once a building. She had stared at the devastation with awe for nearly a minute before seeing movement within the wreckage. Reaper and his men toiled amongst the rubble, moving chunks of concrete and shifting unrecognizable material that used to be floor, walls, and window frames. They worked throughout the morning, digging deeper and deeper into the facility, worming their way down until she could no longer see them. They had been looking for bodies, for some sign of confirmation that she was dead. Their precious keystone. She grinds her teeth, wishing Reaper had been in the helicopter that was destroyed. The worst of his atrocities, specifically the one she can't rid herself of no matter how hard she tries, replays once again in her mind. Reaper's blade disappearing beneath Simon's chin, the final dimming of his gaze, the anguish of Lee's scream. She shifts on her seat so that her back pulses softer with the pain that's been constant since fleeing through the tunnels.